Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. Last Friday saw the release of Samsung's Note 8. This Friday sees the release of Apple's iPhone 8. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I actually work in the mobile department of a major retail store, so I've been getting to deal with all of it, and it's interesting. And we... It's definitely two different types of people, and there are pros and cons to both of them. So it got me thinking about all of technology. And this week, that's what we're going to look at, are the big battles in technology and revolutions and things in our various fields. So, like, today, it's Video Game Monday. And there is no... I think even more so than Android versus iPhone, one of the biggest rivalries in technology these days is Xbox versus PlayStation, Microsoft versus Sony, and it's a good one. It's a big one. Personally, I'm an Xbox fan, so we're gonna look at pros and cons of both of them. It's gonna be hard. I may cry. I may get mad. I don't know. I've been preparing for this show and rehearsing for over a week. I get so angry about it. So, I'm going to be using the reference of a really good article I found on TechRadar it's called PS4 versus Xbox One, which is better? And it was just published a few days ago, so it's pretty up to date. Now, that being said, the Xbox One X, the Scorpio, comes out in a couple of months, and I am super excited about it. I have mine pre-ordered. It's going to be great, but we'll mention it a little bit, but we'll try and keep it fair. So in this article, they actually go through, it's 9 pages long, and it's really good. And so I'm going to kind of talk about what they talked about and elaborate on it a little bit, because they leave some stuff out. They're definitely Sony fanboys, but, they just break down all this stuff, and we're going to hit on all the things. So the first thing they hit on is pricing. There's really no difference in price. Whether you're looking at the 1S, the PS4 Slim, PS4 Pro, they're all within, $50 to $100 of each other. Not a big jump. It's pretty easy to find. So you're going to be looking at like $250 for the games. So that's nice. Now, right now with PlayStation, they do have the two different ones. Like we said, they have the Slim and the Pro. We're probably going to be talking a little bit more about the Pro today, just because it's more of the powerhouse and things. But Xbox has discontinued the original Xbox One, which was an awesome machine, and I loved it. And now they only make the One S, which I have two of them, because I love Xbox. And like I said, we have the Scorpio coming out later this year. So price really isn't a big thing. Size, the original Xbox One was pretty bulky. I'll give it that. But the S is smaller. Official dimensions are 11.6 by 8.9 by 2.4. So it doesn't have that giant external power brick, which is really cool. And then when you look at the PS4, the PS4 Slim, well, it's slim, so it's obviously a little smaller at 10.4 by 11.3 by 1.5. So, and then the Pro is 12.8 by 11.6 by 2.1. So, not a huge difference in size in all of them. I personally lay mine horizontally. I know they say you can do vertically, but after the 360 debacle and verticals, I don't mess with it. So you can't really give one to one or another there. The next topic they cover is connectivity. The Xbox One, you cannot upgrade the internal hard drive. You can on the PS4. It has to be a specific hard drive and things like that, and you have to know what you're doing, but I will give them that. Now, they both do support external hard drives, which is what I had hooked up to my original Xbox, because it was only the 500 gigs, but now I have the ones that are 1 terabyte, so not a huge problem. The Xbox also has more ports, more USB ports and things, and it has the pass-through HDMI, which is really nice. It kind of helps cut down on clutter and remotes and get everything a little easier to use if the PlayStation 4 doesn't. I remember they were announcing them, somebody at a show in Japan actually had a PS4 hooked up through the pass-through of the Xbox One. And this was a Microsoft person, because they knew somebody was going to ask if it was possible. And it is. And so that's just another cool thing that they do. I know a lot of people that use the One Guide, and it helps, you know, find shows, helps remind you of shows, and it's really neat that they have that. I like it a lot. The second page on here is talking about which one is more powerful. So the Xbox, and again, not counting the Scorpio, because the Scorpio is going to destroy everything. But right now, the Xbox has more powerful CPU, and the PS4 has more powerful GPU. And so the Pro is going to be a little bit better than both of them, but, you know. And that kind of balances out when you're looking at it. You know, if you look at all the numbers, the teraflops and whatnot, the streamlining of it, it makes it not a huge difference, because they process them differently. You know, the Xbox puts, you know, more emphasis on this, you know, program A, whereas PlayStation puts more emphasis on program B. So it kind of comes out in the wash if you're looking at your base models. Not a very big difference there, which is nice. If you're looking at RAM, they both have 8 gigs of RAM. So again, that's a wash there. Nothing to change. Now, when the X comes out, it'll have 12 gigs, and you'll be able to upgrade and do all these things, and it's great. As far as graphics comparison, I will say that the PlayStation sometimes, on some games, does look a little more polished, as far as like the little details, you know, rain and plants and stuff. It does look a little bit nicer on the Pro than it does on the other ones. Now, games on Xbox, if you ever played Battlefield or Forza, you know that they look beautiful. I mean, they don't look bad. Neither one of them looks bad, but I will say, this is where I start to get angry. I will say that the PlayStation is a nicer, you know, it does have better visuals and better graphics. I'll give them that one. It's hard to say. It hurts my soul, but as far as price differences, like we talked about, they're pretty much the same. When they came out, everyone was, you know, all bragging that the PS4 was $100 cheaper, but the Xbox came with the Kinect. And we'll get to the Kinect in a minute, but so you were getting a whole nother device, so it was totally worth the extra price and everything. So I give that one to Xbox, because that's what it's at. You know, when you open them up, they both pretty much have the same things on the inside. All your trials for PlayStation Plus and Xbox Gold. Controllers. So this is one where I disagree with on here. They talk about how the controllers for the PS4, you know, with a little bit longer handles on them, are more comfortable and things. And I will say the PS4 controller, the DualShock 4, is the best controller Sony has ever came out with. I've said that since day one. It's a great controller. So I will give them that. But it's not better than the Xbox One controllers. With the force feedback, the rumbles, everything like that. Yes, the PlayStation has a built-in rechargeable battery, but AA's are cheap, or you can buy cool little charging stations. So there's that And the PlayStation has the weird little gamepad screen that people just don't know how to use. You know, we talk about the Kinect, and everyone put down the Kinect. Well, that was a separate thing. It's gone. You don't have to use it. It's not something you have to have. But the DualShock 3 and DualShock 4 controllers have that screen on there, and it's just, I feel like it's not being utilized to the best of its ability. The Xbox One controllers, on top of just feeling better and I think having better feedback, the customization, you know, whether you look at the Elite controller, which, yes, it's $150, but if you're serious about gaming, you're going to buy that. It's a beautiful controller. You can make your own controllers, you know, with custom colors, custom engraving, and that's just a really cool feature to have. Personally, I have like 25, 26, I don't even know how many I have, Xbox One controllers. I just got a new one yesterday, the new one that's gray with the little green undertones. It's really nice. There's lots of them out there, and I just feel like the Xbox controller, plus it's easier to say ABXY than circle, triangle, square, X. The Xbox controller just feels better. Of course, I am somebody who, I miss the Duke controller. If you don't know what the Duke controller is, Google it. It's awesome. I love it. Supposedly they're bringing it back, which we'll talk about that in a minute. Now, back to the Kinect. We're talking about the Kinect. So if you look at the Kinect versus the PS4 camera, the Kinect was way better. It was better at picking up audio, at picking up movement, actions, everything. I still use mine. Hey Cortana, do this, do that. And it's great. Something that I feel like people are glossing over and not talking about on the PS4 camera is you have to have it to do the VR. Yeah, the PlayStation VR is a cool idea. There's no, all the quote-unquote games for it are over-glorified demos. They're all, 45 minutes long to an hour. Well, that's not worth it. And you have to have all these peripherals and accessories and everything. And where everyone was complaining about the Kinect, the Kinect's not for everybody. It shouldn't have been included. I would have still bought one. I bought the first, the 360 Kinect, like day one, pre-ordered it, midnight release, everything like that. And so it's, and then the PS4 camera, like I said, is just kind of pointless. And admittedly, the Kinect is kind of pointless, but it offers more, and it's a fancier paperweight at this point, I guess, would be the way to say. As far as exclusive games, when you look at Sony's, they have some really, really great exclusive games. God of War, even though they haven't done much lately. Uncharted is a lot of fun. It's a good game. Last of Us. If you listen to the show, you know that I do enjoy Last of Us. It's a beautiful game. It's a heartfelt, gut-wrenching story, and I love it. I swear if you say Shadow of the Colossus, that does not count. You can only release a game so many times, Nintendo, before it starts to lose its effect. Some of the newer exclusives have kind of fallen short. The biggest, in my mind, the biggest exclusive they have has got to be MLB The Show. Because the baseball game, I use that term very loosely, baseball game on Xbox it's crap. It's not any good. The RBI baseball just is not good. I'm sorry. So, the exclusives are really solid on PlayStation. But, Gran Turismo is their racing simulator. But if you switch to Xbox, not only recently with all the timed exclusives as far as like Tomb Raider and things, but their first-party games, whether it be Sunset Overdrive, which is to this day one of my favorite games, Ori and the Blind Forest, Cuphead, that's about to come out, Forza is one of the most beautiful games ever, and it's so, so wonderful. I don't even like racing games, but it's beautiful. Halo, Gears of War, there's a lot. So I would have to give, for Halo alone, you're hard-pressed to find another video game franchise that is console exclusive, that has done so much and has the legacy that Halo has. Right now, me and a couple of buddies are planning a retreat to the mountains to just go play Halo, because it's Halo. That's what we're going to do. So again, going to give that one to Xbox for sure. Now, as far as indie games, up until about a year and a half ago, I would have given indie games to PlayStation 110%. They knew what was going on. They had it down. They were doing a great job. But with the recent ID at Xbox and the new plans that every Xbox is going to be a developer's kit and the Xbox Arcade returning and things where you, myself, anybody can go in there and make an Xbox game is awesome. I want to learn how to do some of that stuff because, hey, we need a nightmare game. You know, I can go around fighting crime or something or moving blocks at least. And I think it would be really great. So while at this moment, like as of today, I would give the edge to Sony just a little bit. But next week, Cuphead comes out. And so that puts Xbox in the lead. And as we see the rollout of more ID at Xbox and more of the, I hate to say common developers, but you know, those of us that aren't a big studio making games, I think Xbox is going to take over. But as for now, yes, it's going to go to PlayStation. Media. This is the one that I get angry at. So the Xbox One S has a 4K Ultra HD player in it. Sony owns that technology. That is Sony technology. And yet, even the Pro can only stream 4K content. It can't play the disc. That baffles my mind, Sony. Why are you like that? Why would you do that? Just put a 4K player in there. That's all you have to do. It's real simple. And when the One X comes out, it's going to do 4K gaming, true 4K native gaming, without having to upscale or anything like that. So this one has to go to Xbox. I mean, they can both stream in 4K, but if one can, not even counting Scorpio or the X, I'm getting the Scorpio edition, so I guess it is a Scorpio. You know, it plays 4K movies. So that's, and 4K is not like Blu-ray, HD DVD. It's the next thing. It's going to be around. It's what's going to happen. So come on, Sony, get off of it. The next thing they bring up is apps. There is no difference in apps. That's not even worth talking about. Not even worth comparing. There's, you know, they both have, whether you're looking for ESPN or wrestling or things like that. It's Twitch. You know, they're all up there. Xbox had HBO Go first, but now they both have them. So there's not a whole lot there. I'm trying to think really what, you know, all your streaming stuff is going to be there. This is saying that Xbox has ESPN, Fox Now, FX Now, NFL, TED, CW, Twitch, Univision, Verizon, and YouTube. Well, most of those are all on PlayStation, so yeah. Backwards compatibility. This is one that one of my coworkers, he thinks is dumb and doesn't understand why people make a big deal about it, but it's a big deal. I love backwards compatibility. Both systems, and most people don't realize PlayStation does, but both systems offer a form of backwards compatibility. Xbox One, there's a lot of 360 games that I downloaded in the past that, hey, I can download again, no extra cost. There's a lot of 360 disc I own that I can just put in there and play. Every month with Games with Gold, you get two free 360 games that play on your Xbox One. PS4 offers their PS Now streaming service where you can, for money, you have to pay for them, rent old games and play through them. Even if you own the game, even if you've already downloaded it, you have to pay for it again just to rent it and play. So that's the hands down Xbox advantage there. It's super, super simple to see. Let's see. Finally, these last few differences. Starting with the PS4, Sony does make you pay to play online. Xbox has done it forever, and that's what's nice about it is Xbox puts that money back into their servers. You know, that's why their servers don't have near the issues or the hacking or anything that the Sony ones have and all the problems they have. So, also Xbox, with all the other media player stuff we mentioned, the pass-through for HDMI, you're able to play Pandora while you're playing video games, Groove, Spotify, all these things, you know, the multitasking. And they did take away the Snap feature, which kind of upset me because I actually used it and I enjoyed it. But there's still a lot of great things you can do on the Xbox. So, going to have to, just for the extra bells and whistles, give it to the Xbox. So, I haven't been keeping a tally because I knew Xbox was going to win. Like I said, Sony looks a little bit better. Processes a little bit better. A little bit better on indie games. But that's about it. Xbox has everything else. So, in the battle of technology, it's going to be Xbox wins. And when the Scorpio comes out, it'll be no contest. Like, here in a few months, this conversation will be null and void because the One X will be where it's at. So that's what I think. Let me know, what do you think? Are you a Sony fan or an Xbox fan? We didn't even get to the Switch, that because it can't compete. That's a whole other thing. So, let me know in the comments below here or on social media. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for the Night Nerd. Talk to us on there. We may do some live streaming of playing some Sony PlayStation games or some Microsoft Xbox games later on, just for some fun. You can email me. You can email thenightnerd@outlook.com or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. If you're listening to on iTunes or Google Play, make sure to click that like and or subscribe button. Click them both. Let us know you love us. Leave us good reviews. It helps us help you. We got lots of big things coming down the pipe. Also, make sure you check out all the other shows on the network. We have Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and our monthly family show Sound. Next year, we do have some big shows coming your way, where our DC Animated Universe breakdown that we're really excited about. Also, make sure you check out other shows. We have good friends over at the DC Cinematic Universe Minute. Sorry. They just started doing Dawn of Justice Minute by Minute, and you will get to hear yours truly on there next month. I think it's next month, yes. So, really excited about that. But they've started it, so you jump over there to check them out. They're really cool, a lot of fun. So, that's going to be it for us. This is one of the longest shows we've had. I knew it was going to be down the rabbit hole. So, again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so, so much for listening. And we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you, technology. Thank you, technology. Thank you, technology. Thank you, technology. I'm on a first name basis with my microwave. Isn't that right, Dave?